Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's in a fight against the Polar Pioneer. The Shell Arctic drilling rig is docked at the Port of Seattle, even though Seattle's planning department decided that the rig did not have the right permit to be there. So now the city's issued a notice to Shell. Get that permit or get out of town. But what can the city of Seattle actually do? According to Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, not a lot.
It's always important for me to state that the port is an independent government body. It is not controlled by the city of Seattle and has an independent elected commission. It is a situation where, you know, they decided to move ahead. I publicly stated my concerns. And then in March, I asked for the Department of Planning and Development to review their use permit. In May, a few weeks ago, they were found not in compliance. And I again stated my opposition and said we would urge them to reapply for a permit, which they have not done for some reason, and that we would enforce the marginal punitive measures that we have.
What are those measures?
It's about $500 a day. Not a lot of money for a multinational corporation.
You have gotten some flack from both the left and the right on this. Former Mayor Mike McGinn felt that you should have told activists or given them advance notice about this to prepare for protests. What's your response to that kind of criticism?
Sure. Well, my predecessor is just wrong. The maritime industry in this city is our partners and the port is our partners. We need to work with them collaboratively to create working jobs, family wage jobs in this city. And when they approached us, we worked with them. We talked to them. A lot of people approach us initially with ideas that we don't think are not good. So we worked to try and change their minds. When they wouldn't change their minds, we took it to the next level. And in the end, we actually got the port to reverse their decision with their decision to ask Shell not to come. And what's more important for me is instead of scoring points is actually getting something done. And I think we've proven that with homeless shelters and with transit, two issues that we couldn't get done before I became mayor. So it's great to score political points. What's interesting is there's this conspiracy theory that has grown up on kind of two sides of this. On one side, I've had some maritime businesses come in and tell me that they're going to do lawsuits and they're going to do depositions and they're going to find out, you know, what I did to basically screw with Shell. And then you have, as you heard, my predecessor and others saying there was a conspiracy on the other side that we were in collusion with Shell and the port. Actually, we did what we thought was appropriate with players, again, the maritime industry and the port who are our partners.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray is with us, and right now we're talking about the Arctic oil rig, the Shell rig that is sitting at Terminal 5 at the Port of Seattle near Harbor Island. You mentioned, Mayor, that the city is fining Shell $500 a day. Mm-hmm. Do you, the collective city, really have the power to stop the drill rig from docking here?
We don't. The Port Commission has that power. The city of Seattle does not have that power. I also want to make a point here. This is not about trying to shut down industry, a model of energy overnight. I understand that the fossil fuel economy is going to have to be phased out over time. This wasn't trying to stick it to Alaska or be politically pure. But I did feel that we needed to make a statement about an expansion of a model that I believe is not sustainable over the long run for this planet or just competitively. I think the new economy, new technology, new ways of dealing with energy is where we should be focused. But, you know, I also found it very sad that, you know, we read in Alaska newspapers, this is Seattle, you know, being politically correct and not being sensitive to Alaska. I'm not interested in trying to shut down all at once the energy industry as it is based on fossil fuel. That's going to take time. You know, I spent 17 years, year after year, piece after piece, working on marriage equality in Olympia before we got there. The transition of our energy from fossil fuels to more sustainable models will also take time.
The city did give Shell a deadline to apply for the correct permit, right, June 4th?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if Shell doesn't meet its deadline?
Well, again, basically the tools we have, which are very limited, not having control over the port, are fines.
That's it.
Yeah.
So we'll just continue to collect $500 a day.
Well, we aren't going to pursue that until the appeals process is done. We could be wrong, and we don't want to collect money and then turn it back. Once the appeals process is done, and hopefully we are upheld in our decisions, and we will see collection of the fines.
The appeal Mayor Ed Murray mentioned was filed by Foss Maritime. That's the company that towed the Arctic drill rig to Seattle. Foss opposes the city of Seattle's claim that Shell had the wrong permit.